With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
Way up high. privately owned radios to be immediately impounded.
Yes, sir.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Free Kansas.
Well, there is such a place, Toto.
There must be. Not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. Far, far away. Behind the moon. Beyond the rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an announcement.
I can no longer sit back and allow the conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Let's talk about
creeping like a communist. It's knocking at our doors, voraciously devouring the way things are today. Savagely deflowering the
official story.
Radio Free Kansas.
Madness.
Radio Free Kansas.
Madness.
Why should you put your hands, G.I.?
Now, why don't you just take it easy? And please make me a drink of grain alcohol and rainwater and help yourself to whatever you'd like.
Radio Free Kansas out of North Jefferson County, Kansas.
Kansas.
Ear to the ground, voice in the air worldwide.
Well, that's it, boys. I've been redeemed.
Radio Free Kansas.
I've washed away all my sins and transgressions.
You can listen in. Located along the Delaware River, flowing into that great sewage pond, now called Lake Perry. The headwaters of the Delaware run into By Valley Falls, Grasshopper Falls, into the blue algae of Lake Perry, Kansas. Its weekly newspaper is called the Valley Falls Vindicator. The true brains and producer of the county newspaper, the Oskaloosa Independent. Both on publication. Big party, big party. Not an official party, mind you. 10th annual Broadway Bash, or the Bash on Broadway. It has other names. I'm not sure what they call it. In the city, they'd call it a block party. An impromptu get-together that sometimes spins out of control. Totally unlicensed, without a permit. The Valley Falls natives get together and decide we're at a party. And we're going to party today. 10th annual they've done it. This will be the 10th one. And we'll... And what would be a party if you did not bathe? Here's a classic to warm up to. I found three versions of it before we go into our psychedelic vinyl provided by DJ Fredericks and WRIR Richmond, Virginia Radio out of New Jersey. Somewhere like that. DJ Fredericks will tell you about it. From the Radio Thrift Shop. But first, some programming notes. Because of the generous donations from near and far, we've changed satellites and circumvented the phone companies. That's right, folks, you can beat Ma Bell. The beam, the signal goes out, comes back from outer space to bring you Radio Free Kansas on a new frequency with clear sound and audio. Of course, it's still in monotone, but hey, no more problems with the audio. That's right, folks. No more problem with the telephone. Telephone. Goddamn telephone. Well, as I said earlier, be no party or bash or shindig or hootenanny would be complete without first taking a bath. Here's another rendition of the same. You may be familiar with some of the comic books of the 60s and the artist R. Crumb, who is also, haphazardly, a very talented classical musician of American musical trivia. Here is the same. You might be able to hear the lyrics and understand singing in the bathtub. Let's take a bath before we go party. The Valley Falls. This is R. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders singing in the bathtub.
a blast from the past, like shortwave radio for your mind.
God of a freedom, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and walk this land? Please say
Radio that allows us the freedom to play 17-minute songs. Man, when I was a kid, that was just about my favorite song, and I played that album over and over and over again. And I was about 10 years old. My parents bought me a little Magnus chord organ with minor chords and all. And the first thing that I learned how to play was the keyboard parts to Inagata De Vita. Amazing. Anyways, yes, this is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And on the Radio Thrift Shop, we celebrate the mystery of discovering music in dusty record crates, on old 78s, on homemade CDs, on obscure records, from music recorded in the early 1900s, to music being released next week. It's open house on the Radio Thrift Shop. Today I'm going to do a segment called the Progressive Thinkers Union, and I have some prog rock from around the world. This is going to close out that segment, and hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to start off with a band from Yugoslavia called Druggy Nation, which maybe translates as Druggy Nation. I don't know. Anyways, this is a tune called Zooty List. Very cool music by Martin Somebody and Jazz Q from Czechoslovakia. It was a tune called Toledo. Before that, 3UREL with Omer Beter Volbimez. And we started off with Druggy Nason and Zooty List. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for tuning in. I'd like to let you know about some musical happenings in and around New Hampshire at the Henniker Summer Concert Series this Tuesday, the 23rd. Satuma, a Russian family folk troupe, will be performing. That sounds intriguing. That begins at 7 p.m. at the Angela Robinson Bandstand in the community park. For more information, visit henniker.org. Also on Tuesday at the Grandview Barn in Jaffrey, Ranny Arbo and Daisy Mayhem have a show. For more information, visit monadnockfolk.org. And the Prescott Park's Art Festival concerts are continuing this summer. Coming up on Wednesday, Mary Chapin Carpenter with Mark Cohn. And on the 26th, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. And then on the 31st, The Head and the Heart. Great band. The concerts continue throughout the summer. For more information, visit prescottpark.org. This Tuesday at the Stone Church in Newmarket, New Country Rehab will be performing. And on the 25th, Poor Man's Whiskey. That's a cool band. If you like country, bluegrass, rock, blues, Poor Man's Whiskey is really cool. And maybe, just maybe, they will do the entire album of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Who knows? It's good stuff. And so for more information, visit stonechurchrocks.com. Also this coming Tuesday, Red Molly are going to be in Hampstead at the Meeting House Park Summer Music Series. The show will consist of two 45-minute sets, and it's free to the public. For more information, visit meetinghousepark.org. And at the True Brew Barista in Concord next Friday, Zach Trajano and the Krista Renee Band will be performing. And on August 2nd, Dusty Gray. And August 3rd, Rachel Vogelzang. For more information, visit truebrewbarista.com. So that's a look at what's happening musically in and around New Hampshire. Get out there and support local and live music whenever you are able, especially if it's free. I mean, you can't really do any better than that. Okay, I've got a compilation called Chairman of the Board, Surf Soundtrack, 64 to 74. I really, really like what the liner notes say, and so if I read them several times over the next few programs while I'm playing music from this compilation, you'll understand why. Never mind the Beach Boys. When the lifestyle of surfing immersed itself in the lures of counterculture, hair got longer and boards got shorter. This is a unique collection of psychedelic folk, rock, and stoner soundtracks from iconic surf films from a golden era. Enjoy the ride. We're going to listen to G. Wayne Thomas, the tune called Gypsy Shoes. Thank you.
Conjured up your being, your size, your time, your shape. You were created with all the beauty they could call. And earth, you surely are the measure of them all. Your rock salt turns to gold and your tiny stones to jewels. And when this world and this had cleared, you stood so pure and placed so carefully each and everything that belonged. But you were magnificent through the pain of being born.
The Growing Concern, beautiful tune called The Edge of Time. Before that, two songs by G. Wayne Thomas. We heard Gypsy Shoes and Morning of the Earth. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'll be back right after this.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The frogs that are found in most American backyards fill up on flies, mosquitoes, and other insects. But a frog that's found in southeastern Asia goes after slightly bigger quarry, including small crabs. The crab-eating frog isn't some monster. It grows to only about 3 inches long. Even so, it's not your average frog. In fact, it does something that no other frog can do. It can live in both freshwater and saltwater. The frog inhabits coastal regions from India to Indonesia. It lives in freshwater ponds near beaches, as well as irrigated rice paddies and other human-made wet zones. But it's just as comfortable in the salty environs along the shore, such as mangrove forests and swamps. Other frogs dry out when they're dunked in salt water, but the crab-eating frog has a couple of mechanisms for coping with the different environment. For one thing, it produces more urine, which seeps through the wall of the bladder and into the frog's tissues. And for another, its skin is less permeable than that of other frogs, so it traps more water inside the frog's body. The frog can't just hop from freshwater to saltwater, though. It takes a few days for its body to adapt to the change. Even so, it can be worth it. Getting away from a freshwater habitat allows the frog to get away from other species of frogs and other animals that compete with it for food, as well as from possible predators. And it expands the frog's food choices, among other things, adding crab to its daily menu. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, thank you, Holly. We're going to dig into one of the thrift shop treasures now. This is a 7-inch vinyl single that was released on Independent Project Records by Bruce Litcher, who did an amazing job with a letterpress cover and jacket, including some stamps that are just incredible. This was an EP by Stereolab called The In Sound, and a group of tunes were released on this EP that were later released under different names on different recordings. But it's absolutely gorgeous golden yellow vinyl. I'm going to play Blue Milk. This is Stereolab. By Stereolab from Independent Project Records EP The In Sound. That was Blue Milk. I wouldn't want to drink blue milk. Well, we're keeping the reel in reel to reel, exploring the dusty side of music from the 20th and 21st centuries. I want to say thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, do not get distracted by a culture in decline.
Who's the agent? agency well known to God. No one that got the stamp and got the drive. Fucking amen. CIO man. Fucking amen. CIO man. Fucking amen. CIO man. CIO man. CIO man. CIO man. CIO man. CIO man.
Cut out.
out sleeping. From Kamchatka to the Gabon, above the trade wind wingtips beating.
It's time for Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, produced live in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast at WRIR.org, rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations, and available as a podcast through my blog globalagogo.com and through the AInfos Radio Project at radioforall.net. I'm here with you for the next 2 hours. You can give me a call here in the studio at 804-649-9737 or drop me a line during or after the show at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And welcome to today's program. Great to be back after a week's vacation. Thank you very much to Albert Green for subbing for me last week. Looked like a great show. Didn't get to hear it myself, but the track list was certainly awesome. And Albert always does a great job when he subs for me. But I'm glad to be back, and I've got a special program for you guys today. This is going to be my review of the best releases of 2013 at Global Agogo Styly for the first half of the year. We're a little past the midpoint, but I couldn't do it last week because I was on vacation, and couldn't do it the week before that because I really had to do a 4th of July show of world music made in the USA. It's a subject that's very near and dear to my heart as a grandson of immigrants, and of course we're all immigrants here, so it's a subject we should all care passionately about as well. But now's a good time. It was All-Star Game week as well, so it's kind of like time for mid-season reckoning for a lot of different things. And I'd say that the mid-season reckoning on the world music front is it's been a pretty good year of some really good new releases and a lot of really good reissues and compilations. In fact, compilations are running an A grade in my book so far this year. And you'll probably hear more vintage material than new material on today's show, just because I'm kind of calling them as I see them. But there are plenty of excellent new releases that you'll hear a few of on this week's show. So let's get started with one that is near the top of my list, a very unique and remarkable project from two young record collectors from England. The project is called Stand Up People, Gypsy Pop Songs from Tito's Yugoslavia, 1964 to 1980. And they had me as soon as they said Tito's Yugoslavia. But there's a lot of great music on here, including this song from what's now Macedonia, Muharrem Serbazovsky, and Ensemble Kmi Jamante. And this song is called Ramu Ramu, and all coincidental similarities to Bollywood music are entirely intentional here. Check it out on Global Agogo. We'll be right back.
peşeden gelme bir akı bir şehzat. Esmanat yeteşila, sudbanat sesmeşila, Ali bir kor sudbetle, oz menega oz bede. Ali pak nadam se i zovem te vrati se, vrati mi se pravo ti, sudbine smo ti ste mi. Ramu, 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 druže moj, ramu, ramu, druže moj, da li čuješ je taj moj.
आपको ही
bhang
atu
bol mere sang
halla bol
track from 1972 from Peru, the band Conjunto El Opio, the Opium Band, and Piratas en el Titicaca, Pirates on the Titicaca from a great compilation from World Music Network. They've done several really good ones already so far this year. This one, The Rough Guide to Latin Psychedelia. This was curated by DJ Bongohead, a big fan of Bioritmo, and a guy who is really good for deep crate digging. And here he has turned his attention particularly to South America and psychedelic music, not from Brazil primarily. Very interesting compilation. And then before that, we had our ringer in that set, a new release from Red Barat from right here in the U.S., led by Sonny Jane on Doll. Shruggy G, the name of the album. It came out right at the beginning of 2013, and we heard the very first song on that album, Hullabull. It's a killer band, both live and on record, Red Barat. Before that, we heard some classic Bollywood music, again from 1972, from the film Apna Desh, the song called Dunya Main Logon Ko. And the singers on that, Asha Bhosle, who is, I guess, one of the most famous and most recorded playback singers in Indian music history, still active. I think she's in her 80s now. She is, if you are not familiar with Bollywood but do know the band Corner Shop, their song Brimful of Asha, they are referring to Asha Bhosle. And the groaning male singer going along with her is the music director from that film and from thousands of other Bollywood films, R.D. Burman, a rare opportunity to hear him singing, or I guess you could call that singing, on that song. Really hilarious. And then we started off the set with Muharram Serbajovsky and ensemble Smi Jamante from what's now Macedonia, but back in 1977 was Yugoslavia. The song Ramu Ramu, very influenced by the what was happening in Bollywood at that time. And you're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, produced live in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the sound of surprise.
It's that time of year again. WRIR and the Commonwealth of Notions presents Volume 3. This year we're expanding. 4 nights at 4 different venues with a lineup consisting of 19 unique acts. July 18th through the 21st, be sure to catch Heavy Midgets, The Diamond Center, Claire Morgan, Wolf Goat.
You're listening to a special warm-up for the Bash on Broadway in Valley Falls, Kansas. Beginning tonight at 8 o'clock. Courtesy, your Radio Free Kansas. 7 days a week, now broadcasting. Logo from WRIR, Community Radio, Richmond, Virginia.
Tonight at 10:30 p.m. Admission is $5, and music lineup, The Diamond Center. Wonderful, wonderful band. Also, DJ sets by WRIR's DJs Paul Ginder, Jamie Lay, and Revolt of the Apes. All of that tonight at Balasso, presented by WRIR, Shannon Cleary, Commonwealth of Notions. A really great event that happens now every, well, really twice a year, more or less, is the way that he's doing it. So thank you, Shannon, for putting in all the work on that. Thanks to all the bands for participating in it as well. And support for WRIR comes from the Farmers Market at St. Stephen's Church, providing weekly access to locally grown and prepared foods from more than 40 farmers and vendors. The Farmers Market at St. Stephen's every Saturday, 8 to noon, at the corner of Grove Avenue and Three Chopped Road. Information at ststephensrichmond.net. And founded in 1831, the Virginia Historical Society is dedicated to connecting people to America's past, collecting, preserving, and interpreting the Commonwealth's history to link the past to the present and to inspire future generations. The new exhibit, Revolutions, Songs of Social Change, explores the music of the Civil War and Civil Rights eras and includes items ranging from an original manuscript version of Dixie's Land from 1859 to Pete Seeger's Banjo Head. VHS galleries are open every day at 428 North Boulevard, and admission is free. More details are at vahistorical.org. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. It's also time to let you know about some world music events that are happening this week in Richmond and the region. A lot of stuff on the calendar right now, so let me run down a few items for you. This is in addition to WRIR and Commonwealth of Notions Presents. Tonight at VCU Singleton Center, Quattro Nabosa, who you've heard play on this program. Actually,
as a reminder, KKFI.org for similar programming locally from Kansas City, Missouri, 100,000 watts, 90.1 on your FM radio dial. You won't get Global Go-Go there, but you'll get something like it. Community radio. Support your community radio. I'm attempting to do the same out here by relaying the same to you, listeners of Radio Free Kansas. This Saturday, special warm-up. Now in the download zone, beginning at 8 p.m. on Broadway in Valley Falls, Kansas. Also known as Grasshopper Falls. If this guy quits yammering, we'll get back to some more great music.
Ethiopian musicians who are based in London are going to be performing at Millennium Stage on Tuesday, July 23rd. And their debut album was a recommended record here at WRIR. And then coming up on Thursday, July 25th, at the Birchmere in Alexandria, So Georgia, going to be performing solo, not with the band, so he's not going to be probably doing so much Samba Soul, but I'll bet you he does a lot of his David Bowie covers at that show, if you remember that from the movie The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. That guy, So Georgia, is going to be at the Birchmere this week. And there's a rundown of what's happening in the area. Go out and hear yourself some live music. Okay, we're going to get back to some music here on Global Agogo. We're running down my favorite releases of the first half of 2013. And I certainly couldn't do the show without including a song from Orchestra Polyrythmo de Cotonou. Volume 3 of their reissue series on Analog Africa Records came out a few months ago. And we've been playing the heck out of this record here at WRIR. It's called The Skeletal Essences of Afro-Funk, 1969 to 1980. From Orchestra Polyrythmo from Benin, this song is called Huzu Huzu Wa, right here on Global Agogo.
Thank you. say I'm whining, whining, whining. Say I'm poor, I'm poor. Say I'm too tired and cheap. Never too much to wear. Come on, be poor.
Honey, can't say I
you're listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thank you. latest from Femi Kuti right here on Global Agogo, released last month. The title of the album, No Place for My Dream. We heard the song Whale Money. Whale Money. A good question that he poses to the kleptocrats who have ruled Nigeria for decades. He lists them one after another, and the chorus simply asks them, Whale Money, or where's our money? A wonderful new record from Femi Kuti. One of his finest, and one that is just getting better every time that I listen to it. No Place for My Dream, Knitting Factory Records. This is definitely going to be one of my favorites of the year. And I'm running down my favorites of the first half of 2013 on today's program here on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, low power to the people. And you're kicking off your weekend here with Global Agogo. And let me review for you what else you heard in that last set. You heard from Fela, Femi's dad, another Knitting Factory reissue on him. It's called The Best of the Black President, Volume 2, another two-album set of some of his finest tracks. And there's some great notes in there as well, and some songs you would expect and some songs that will be surprises to you, even if you are a Fela fan. And I played the very first track on the first disc of the album, Everything Scatter. It's always been one of my favorites from Fela from 1975. Which talks about a dispute on a bus between a passenger who likes Fela and one who doesn't. And and then the story unravels from there. But Fela and Africa 70, I think that was pretty much the high point of their output around the mid-1970s. A great track from them. And great to have it in another form. And then before that, we heard from a reissue from the very same year, 1975, of Djedublai Ambele, one of the big superstars of Ghanaian music then, and he's still performing today. The album is called Simigwa. It was released intact by Academy LPs. In fact, if you buy it on vinyl, it's got the same exact jacket that it had then. If you buy it on CD, it has a fold-out to 12 inches plus the jacket size with the same exact picture on it. They have it labeled the same way, the same really inexplicable liner notes and the same great difficulty in identifying which track is which. But I think I managed to play a Coco Bay, the one I intended to play. I've played almost all of the tracks from that now on this program. One of the things that I'm happy to say I'm doing on this show is there's only going to be two songs I've actually played during the first half of the year when these albums came out, because there are so many good songs on each of these records. I try to make a point of playing different ones all the time, and I've done that on this show, except for a couple, and I'll highlight those when I get to them. I don't think I've gotten to any of those yet. We started off the program, we started off the set, with Orchestra Polyrhythma de Cotonou, a wonderful Beninois band that I've featured on this show for lo these many years, since 2004 when I started doing the show. I've been playing them. The latest reissue of them from Analog Africa Records, maybe my favorite reissue record label in the world. It's called Volume 3, The Skeletal Essences of Afro-Funk, 1969 to 1980, and we heard one of their definitely funk-oriented pieces. They do every style and do them all well. We heard Huzu Huzu Mwa from Orchestra Polyrhythmo. And you are listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Four different ways to enjoy this program on the radio at 97.3 WRIR. Every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Also, at the same times, as a web stream simulcast at WRIR.org. We're on the TuneIn app, other ways that you can listen to that on mobile devices and so forth. Also, it's rebroadcast on some other radio stations in what I like to call the Global Agogo Radio Network. And it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and the AInfos Radio Project at radioforall.net. And support for WRIR is provided by TV Jerry, who has been producing creative media since 1989. TVJerry.com is also the home of Sifter, a new, highly opinionated, and sometimes snarky guide featuring previews, reviews, and profiles, many on video. TV Jerry and his contributors cover movies, theater, art, music, food, style, and more at TVJerry.com. I also want to let you know that The Rummage is a new online journal that features music reviews from WRIR volunteers and DJs. These are explorative commentaries with varying scope, a song, an album, a discography, a genre, and even unconventional projects like compilations, collaborations, sound art, and new media. Issues are released on the Rummage blog every Monday morning, and a short musical preview of each issue will air on WRIR's broadcast Mondays at 3:01 p.m. Readers can browse the catalog, learn more about the Rummage's writers, who call themselves the Crate Divers, and submit suggestions for album reviews, and of course, read the online magazine at therummage973.wordpress.com. I'll give you that address again, therummage973.wordpress.com. Check it out if you get a chance. All right, we're going to go back into the music here on Global Agogo, reviewing my favorite releases of the first half of 2013. A lot of new music that I liked, even more reissues and compilations that I liked. So we're stacked a little bit. I think we're running about 60% the latter to 40% the former on this show. But we'll get this set going with two new releases. And this one, quite new, is still in our new and recommended stack here at WRIR, from Voufarka Touré, the son of Ali Farka Touré. He's probably tired of being called that at this point, although that'll probably last his whole life because his father was so famous and such a seminal figure in the development of awareness of African popular music. But he's his own man, has his own sound, and has made some marvelous music as a solo artist in his still young career. His latest album is called Mon Pays, My Country. And here he is doing a duet with a guy who gets the same treatment, I'm sure, that Vo gets, Sidiki Djibaté, who is Toumani Djibaté's son, probably the most famous living kora player. And he can play the thing, too, pretty well, as you'll hear on this song, this very lovely song that's called Peace, from Voufarka Touré, right here on Global Agogo. Thank you. Listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Ana koto ma maimuna manyina fana ndenja ani wuse na tuba asana to pokolda Mama but I love you too. Hey, mama, Jeji, but I love you too. Sama, don't live for you. Jeji, but I love you too. Thank you.
Say if you came to my house in the last 6 months, that's the song that I was most likely to play for you. Nabinta by Jufjul de Chies. I just love that. I love the whole record. I particularly love that song. It's the very first song on this album. The album is called Asa Yone Volume 1. This was recorded in Senegal in 1982 and never released until Record Store Day of 2013. So we only have to wait, 31 years to hear that. And it's pretty great stuff. It's really great stuff, as a matter of fact. Jufjul de Thiès from Senegal. The song, again, Nabinta. Certainly one of my favorite reissues, or, well, it was never reissued, so historic releases of 2013. Before that, another in the same category, a group called Durdur Band from Somalia. It was certainly released in Somalia on cassette and probably no place else. The album is...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.